I was nervous at the beginning of camp. There, I said it. I was nervous. For one thing, I'd been cooped up in my house for like the past month, so I was like, hello, outside world, and felt super awkward. And also, I knew nothing about what we were doing. Were we doing like radio broadcasts? Were we just editing sound? Were we doing like ham radio or something? Is this going to be super boring? I hadn't read the syllabus, so obviously I had no clue. And then I walked into the refectory on the Roxbury Latin campus, and I saw a sea of short heads. Everybody was little, so then I wondered, am I the only one taking this course? Oh my god. And then I met Bella, and Sabrina, and Alex, and I was like, maybe this won't be that bad after all. So yeah, that's how I was at the beginning of camp. That first day, I learned what in the world a Tascam is. That's a big box machine thing that we use to record our sound. I learned how to use Reaper. That's the program that we use to edit our sound. That's a lot like GarageBand. And I also learned a lot of interesting tips about how to use the equipment. Tip number one, never, ever drop anything. Tip number two, make sure that the headphone cord doesn't drag so you don't trip. Tip number three, the mic always goes in the mic bag. No exceptions. Well, actually, unless you like forget the mic bag somewhere like I did. Tip number four, mic is power. Don't ever, ever, ever let anyone else hold the mic, because having the mic gives you power. As the week progressed, I started work on my first project, which was a quick analysis of the art inside the school. I had a lot of sound that I didn't use, so I'll play some here. This is the buzzing of a fly. This is the microwave door in the refectory. And this is the door closing in the doorway in the refectory. Anyway, for my first project, I had two of the porches in the school, quote-unquote, talk. They spoke about some of the interesting historical artifacts in the school, and gave a little historical background of the school as well. The second week, I did a feature of one of the teachers. This was especially fun because I gained a lot of tips on how to interview people. For one, we were instructed to always be polite, even if the interview itself turned out horribly. We were taught to ask questions that required longer answers and stay away from yes-no questions. Now, in the middle of the third week, I feel confident. I feel like I could go and tackle anything, if only because I've learned how to interview people, and I've learned a whole lot about how to imply things to people using subtle nuances in my voice. I feel like the hardest thing to do in life, well, the 13 or so years of my life as I've lived them, is communicate with people. You have to be able to stand your ground against those who won't give, coax answers out of people who don't want to give them, and listen to people all throughout your life. Maybe I'm putting what I've learned on too grand a scale, but I honestly feel that, just maybe, this class might have taught me how to live my life better. For I2 on the Air, I'm Yijing Kim.